Petula is here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. European stocks are expected to open slightly higher this morning as traders digest the first executive orders that US President Donald Trump signed yesterday. Global investors are assessing the potential impact of Trump's second term in office. Peter Brown is Managing Director of Bagot Investment Partners and he joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will President Trump's inaugural address and executive orders trigger market moves? What should we look out for today?
Well, the really important thing was the tariffs. That was really what the markets were looking at. I mean, tariffs are not good economically. A tariff war globally would cause serious economic stress. He rode back from the immediate tariffs. Now, he has put an executive order directing the federal agencies to begin studying the trade relationships with different countries. But I certainly think we've moved away from, you know, these blanket tariffs on Canada, China, Mexico, which would have been very, very damaging globally. And we might get tariffs used as a threat to negotiate. So the markets are pleased with that. And that's why the markets are so steady.
We will drill, baby, drill. Good news for oil and gas companies.
So the issue with oil and gas companies is they don't want to drill, right? Because they're facing a situation where they're producing a product that mightn't be around in 20 years' time. They're also looking at a term of a presidency for 4 years. It's not an 8-year term. It's going to be a 4-year term. So the next president in might be green. Right. So oil companies just don't go and pour money into drilling to produce a product that mightn't be needed or to produce a product that the next president might reverse. So I don't see drill, baby, drill happening at all.
OK. US tech titans had the best seats at the inauguration beside the Trump family. The new president promised to end government censorship and restore free speech to America. Does that bode well for tech stocks?
So tech stocks are the most important, most interesting issue that we've got economically at the moment because they've driven all the growth. Anyone who's got growth in their pension is down to the seven, magnificent seven tech stocks that are driven on AI. Their price to earnings ratio is up at 50 times earnings, which is absolutely astonishing. So they're very, very dangerous as an investment. There's no question Trump has surrounded himself with these tech titans. So they should get a bounce. But the issue with the tech stocks is going to very much depend on the outlook for inflation and interest rates in the US. That's what's going to drive the stock market forward.
He's very friendly with Elon Musk, as we know. Do the markets take a view on that relationship?
They absolutely do. So the markets are betting at about 6 months for these two personalities to collide and fall out. The market doesn't believe there's room for both these personalities long term. The issue, I think, with Musk is very, very simple. You know, he's got this Department of Government Efficiency. If he's not able to go in and blanket fire people like he does in X and anywhere else he's involved, he's going to get very frustrated very quickly. And he can't do that without changes in Congress legislation, which probably is not going to happen. So I just see that relationship about 6 months. And I don't see it lasting much longer than that.
Really? 6 months? That's interesting. Then the cryptocurrency industry, they expect Trump to fulfill his crypto president campaign promises. Bitcoin has surged. The president and first lady introduced their own meme coins over the weekend. What's your forecast when it comes to cryptocurrency? Can it last?
So there's a role for cryptocurrency into the future. There's no question about that, right? Whether it's Bitcoin or which coin it is, you know, is debatable. But there's a role for currency. And with the heavy weighting of tech that's in this influence circle, you know, crypto is definitely going to be there. These other coins that he's launching are very much like selling the Bibles. You know, this is, you know, a cryptocurrency coin has got to have a reason to be around. All these other coins will fall by the wayside. But digital and cryptocurrency, that's in the future, absolutely.
Okay. He's seen as being a business friendly president. How does that bode for US markets, I guess?
So he's absolutely business friendly. The really, really big issue that the Americans have got at the moment is the level of debt and the servicing of the debt, right? And there's an awful lot of people not buying US debt that bought it in the past, right? So the other issue, there's a massive amount of people cashing in their US debt because the dollar is so strong and they've got a very nice capital gain on it. So this level of debt is, I mean, it's really difficult to describe how serious an issue it is. If inflation comes back as we think it is, both in Europe and the US, that means US interest rates are not going down, they're going up. And then they're servicing this level of debt. He's going to have a very, very difficult term economically.
Very good. Thank you very much for your assessment, Peter Brown of Bagot Investment Partners. Thanks for coming into studio.